Listen, really not anything new as far as the injuries are concerned. Obviously, you know, we reported last night about Rashad Jennings. I don't think that's a major issue, but, you know, obviously we'll see how he responds to the hamstring. Talking about the game last night, you know, I thought, again, just like I said last night, I thought it was a great team win. I thought all three phases contributed to the win. I thought, you know, offensively for us to start out the way that we did on our first two possessions, one, you know, one play, 44-yard drive, touchdown, and then the next series out, taking it 88 yards and eating a bunch of time off the clock and going up 14-0 was a huge deal for us. I thought our defense did a great job of being able to take the ball away with five takeaways in the game. Anytime you win the turnover takeaway ratio at 5-0, you're going to win a lot of those football games. So I thought defensively we did a great job there. Again, I thought the four down stop down there on the goal line in the first half was a critical momentum builder for us. And then our offense was able to take the ball off the goal line and move it out and put us in a little bit better field position. You know, I think there's still, you know, things that we've got to continue to work on and continue to improve upon. You know, we got to finish the game better. You know, obviously we were, you know, had a 17-0 lead there. You know, coming back out after halftime and really the offense moved the ball down the field and had an opportunity. We had an unfortunate penalty where, you know, Demo kind of got bumped a little bit and went out of bounds. It would have been a touchdown to put us up 24-0. That, you know, that penalty took that touchdown off the board, and then we took the sack there that knocked us out of field goal range. I thought that was, you know, something that we got to get cleaned up because that was a critical situation in the game. I think if you go up 24-0 in that situation, you know, you're feeling a lot better about where you're at. You know, and then I thought in the 4-minute situation, you know, we can't have the critical alignment penalty, stop the clock, basically give them an extra timeout. You know, they should have got the ball, worst case scenario, at the end of the game with, you know, 45 seconds to go in the game. Instead, they had, I think it was a minute and a half or so to go in the game and you know, in a two-score game. Those are the little things that are critical and can come back to bite you. But I thought I'm proud of those guys in that locker room. You know, our backs were up against the wall a little bit. And they came out fighting, they came out swinging, and we were able to get it done. So I'll open it up to questions.
What do you think about the play of the offensive line overall, the reshuffling, all you had to do to get
– You know, we talk about all the time about next man up philosophy, and everybody talks about it, but it really I thought those guys did an outstanding job in the game the other night with, you know, not having Wiz, you know, not having Pashos and having guys like – Gerard have to move into center, and Nick's come back to guard, and Matt McCant step in and play as well as he did in the game. I mean, I think that's a tribute to those offensive linemen, the way that they prepare throughout the week. I think it's a tribute to the coaching staff, you know, Tony Sperano, and the way that he works with those guys. I thought those guys did a great job.
Dennis, when you look at your defense now as opposed to the preseason where, being kind, it was terrible in the first half, as you know. And now, with the exception of one game, it's given you a chance to win or be in every game. Besides the obvious cliche of familiarity and that sort of thing, what's really transpired or transformed to have this unit do what it's doing now?
Well, you know, I mean – Listen, preseason's preseason, and you're working on some different stuff, and you're doing some different things, and really, you know, we had a lot of injuries throughout the preseason, and that, you know, that kind of wore the guys down a little bit. I think we were tired during the preseason, and I don't think we played as well as we could have played. I thought you saw some signs of it picking back up in the Seattle game, and then, you know, I think the guys are just developing some confidence in themselves. They play the game the right way. They go out there and they play hard. They play fast. They play the game physical. And, you know, if you play the game that way, eventually the breaks are going to come your way. And you know, I know we may not have the most recognizable names on that defense, but we got some pretty good football players out there.
Has there been a guy that's stepped up and been sort of an unforeseen contributor?
Well, I mean, depends on what your definition of who is it unforeseen to? I mean, you know, we brought these guys in here for a reason. I mean, we thought they were good football players, and we thought that we could have success in a system of defense that we want to run. And we thought that those guys fit the things that we wanted to be able to do. And I think there's a lot of unsung guys that have stepped up and made plays. I mean, Kevin Burnett had an outstanding game the other night in the game, and Nick Roach has played extremely well for us. You know, guys like Tracy Porter and Mike Jenkins, a guy like Brandon Ross stepping in for Tyvon Branch. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have stepped up and made some plays. And, you know, it's never one guy. I mean, it's a collective group that has to step in there and do the job, and they've done a pretty good job so far.
Speaking of Brandon Ross, Charles Woodson got a lot of praise for the fumble return for a touchdown, but it seemed like Ross actually scooped it out of the pile, kind of couldn't hold on to it, and kind of said, okay, here you go, Woodson. Like, yeah. Let him take it.
Yeah, well, I told him during the game, I said, he's had enough. You don't have to give it to him, you know. So, but, yeah, I mean, you know, hey, listen, that's – you know, you get enough guys running around to the football, and good things are going to happen. And so I thought, you know, on the play, I mean, really, Brandon Ross and Nick Roach both were, you know, kind of at the point of contact when the ball came out, and then Brandon was able to kind of scoop it up, and finally Woodson got it, and he knew what to do with it once he got it.
How critical was shutting down their running game last night?
Well, huge. I mean, I think any time that, you know, you make a team one-dimensional, and we were able to do that. I mean, and a couple of factors, you know, played into that. Obviously, getting out to a 17-0 lead, you know, helps your run defense a lot because, you know, they're chasing points and they're going to throw the ball a little bit more. So, but I thought our guys did a great job of, you know, really trying to control the line of scrimmage, and we were able to get off some blocks, and you know, we didn't give them a lot of seams to run the football.
Can you speak to the atmosphere last night?
I thought it was outstanding. You know, I love playing night games. Love playing night games there in the Coliseum, and I thought the crowd was great. And I think that's our responsibility. You know, I think when we play well, I think it's going to be a great environment. When we don't, the environment won't be nearly as good. So it's really our responsibility.
Fans, why did the Matt Flynn signing? Why did that not work?
Yeah, you know, you know, I don't know exactly what the reason was, you know, why it didn't work, but it didn't work. And Terrell came in, and he took over the job, and he's earned the position that he's in. And so we just felt like it was probably best to go ahead and move on from that.
Where do you go from here as far as bringing in somebody else, back up, third string?
Well, we'll look. I mean, we'll always be looking what's out there. I mean, obviously right now we got Matt McGloin who's on the roster, and we got Tyler Wilson who's on the practice squad, and we feel good about those two guys. But we'll always continue to look and see if there's, you know, any options out there that can make us a better football team.
Has Wilson improved? Is he in the running for the third spot now? Or?
He has improved.
Could you address Terrell Pryor's development? It just seemed like he took another big step last night with his decision-making and all the various things.
Yeah, he did. And I've been very pleased with the way that Terrell Pryor has played. You know, I think, you know, when you look at the one thing that you worry about a lot of times with a young quarterback is critical mistakes. And, you know, he made a couple critical mistakes early in the year, but, you know, he's learned from it. And the last couple of times he's had an opportunity to go out there, he's protected the football and not made the critical mistakes. And he's still, even at that, has been able to make the, you know, spectacular play and create with his feet and still get the ball down the field. I think this kid's going to continue to improve. I think he's probably leaps and bounds ahead of where we thought he would be at this point in time. And the key for him is that he, you know, continues to work and continues to strive to get better on the little things, because he's always going to have, you know, the elite athleticism and the ability to create It's still, the timing, the decision-making, the accuracy, and all those things. And he's improved in those areas, and that's where we want to continue to see him improve.
Have you seen anyone improve as much as he has, as quickly as he has?
Well, I think it's hard to say. I mean, I would say that, it stands out more when it happens at the quarterback position, obviously. And he's improved tremendously. When you go back and you look at where he was last year at the end of the year, San Diego game, and then the way that he played last night, I mean, it's night and day how the kid performed. So he's done a great job, man. I'm glad we have him. I'm glad he's our quarterback, and he'll continue to be that.
Dennis, can you give an example? I'm sorry. You were saying he made some critical mistakes early that he's not making now. Can you give an example or two of instances?
Well, he's protected the ball. You go back to the Indianapolis game, and we had a couple situations where, he threw some interceptions that were costly to the football team. And since then, he's done a great job of protecting the ball. When we've had it, he's kept possession of the football, and he hadn't turned it over. And that's, that's the thing that, you always worry about with a young quarterback, is that they turn the football over, and he hadn't done that. And he needs to continue to do that.
Has the team made any decisions on what to do with Andre Holmes?
Yeah, we're going to bring Andre Holmes to the active roster.
Okay. Is he, quote-unquote, the corresponding move for Flynn right now?
Yeah, as of right now, yeah.
Fans and the media go nuts sometimes when they see teams fall back and play coverage. They call it prevent. I know coaches never use that term, prevent, but
situational football.
Was last night an instance where playing coverage, or prevent or whatever we want to call it, did help you win a game?
Well, I mean, I think the key is in those situations is the only chance that they got to get back in the game is to get the ball over your head, and we let them do it one time. In the game the other day, and one time's too many. So, we don't use the term prevent defense. We'll never use the term prevent defense. But there is situational defense, and you have to be smart. You got to understand, what an offense is going to try to do to you. And at that point in time, yards don't cost you anything. All right, the only thing that costs you is points. And the key for us was eliminating points. And when we got down in the red zone defensively, we were able to do a pretty good job of keeping him out of the end zone.
Do you need to bring in another running back this week? Or?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll go up and talk about that this afternoon. But I don't expect Rashad to be a big issue, and hopefully Darren will be back soon.
Were you encouraged by the success of the running game early in the game before Rashad got hurt?
Yeah, I thought we were able to run the ball fairly well early in the game, and I think I think having Terrell Pryor back there helps our run game because he's a guy that the teams have to account for. Whether he's got the ball in his hands or not, they got to account for him. So I thought that helped our run game. We ran for over 100 yards again in the game. And for us to be a good offense, we're going to have to be a balanced offense. We're going to have to be able to run the ball and throw the ball. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that last night.
What lift was that to go in against an unbeaten Kansas City team on the heels of probably your best game of the season?
Yeah, no, it's a huge confidence builder to our football team. And again, I thought that was the most complete game that we've played all year long, both offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. And we understand that the challenge that we have to face against Kansas City, they got a lot of good football players. They're playing really good football right now, and it'll be a tough environment to play in. I understand they're trying to set a world record, so we'll have to be prepared for that environment.
Thank you.